EPR were aware of the possible counter-argument that two or more physical quantities can be regarded as simultaneous elements of reality only when they can be simultaneously measured or predicted. This, however, made the reality of the momentum and position of particle B dependent upon the process of measurement carried out on particle A, which could be light years away and which does not disturb particle B in any way. No reasonable definition of reality could be expected to permit this, said EPR. Central to the EPR argument was Einstein's assumption of locality, that some mysterious, instantaneous action at a distance does not exist. Locality ruled out the possibility of an event in a certain region of space instantaneously, faster than light, influencing another event elsewhere. For Einstein, the speed of light was nature's unbreakable limit on how fast anything could travel from one place to another. For the discoverer of relativity, it was inconceivable for a measurement on particle A to affect instantaneously at a distance the independent elements of physical reality possessed by particle B. As soon as the EPR paper appeared, the alarm was raised among the leading quantum pioneers throughout Europe. Einstein has once again made a public statement about quantum mechanics, and even in the issue of Physical Review of May 15th, together with Podolsky and Rosen, not good company by the way, wrote a furious Pauli in Zurich to Heisenberg in Leipzig. As is well known, he continued, that is a disaster whenever it happens. Pauli nevertheless conceded, as only he could, that if a student in one of his earlier semesters had raised such objections, I would have considered him quite intelligent and promising. With the zeal of a quantum missionary, Pauli urged Heisenberg to publish an immediate rebuttal to prevent any confusion or wavering among fellow physicists in the wake of Einstein's latest challenge. Pauli admitted that he had considered, for educational reasons, squandering paper and ink in order to formulate those facts demanded by quantum theory, which cause Einstein particular intellectual difficulties. In the end, it was Heisenberg who drafted a reply to the EPR paper and sent Pauli a copy. But Heisenberg withheld the publication of his paper, as Bohr had already taken up arms in defense of the Copenhagen interpretation.